This podcast is brought to you in part by Amazon.com. If you're going to be doing some shopping on Amazon, if you could and would, please stop by Approving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site and podcast tremendously. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to Press X to Win episode 13. Since Jake's not here, we're not going to skip it because fuck him. We got Tricky back.
What's up, guys?
Because he's the only person who seems to be able to make times. And my new friend, Ryan.
Nah, you can just call me RC Stash, bro. You can call me RC Stash. You can call me Burning Fury of the old school DC Wo show. I don't give a fuck. Just don't Burning call me by my real name.
Okay. Call him Stash. Call him Stash.
There you go.
Stash? Alright.
Stash.
Like you have a stash of marijuana under your fucking couch.
Okay, deal. Stash. Okay. Well, why don't you say a little bit about yourself before we get into who you are. Who are you specifically?
Well, at this point in time, on the internet world, I am close to nothing.
Okay.
At one point in time, I hosted, like, two different podcasts at the same time. One was the DCO show on Proving Gamer, and then we did Cumulative Voice Podcast about a decade and a half ago. That was an all-around podcast that they would know me from. Other than that, I am working way too fucking much for very little pay. That's pretty much it.
I think we all are in the world.
Not me.
Tricky. Tricky's working very little for fucking lots of fucking pay and fucking free insurance.
That is true.
So before we get it, there's a game we've all been playing, but we're not going to talk about that yet because that's basically what we're going to talk about today. What games have you been playing that aren't called The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt?
Stash, you want to go first?
That's a really fucked up question. It's not much, but I'll swing at it. So, other than The Witcher, I've been playing a little bit of The Order 1886 that I had bought digitally about 4 months ago, or whenever the hell that shit came out. I am still on the airship because I am slow as shit at playing this game. Actually, no. I just got to the point where they started drinking the blood and shit and making them immortal, or whatever it does to people. That game is pretty good. I've been playing my casual games of League of Legends. I don't know if anyone else has a gaming PC, but if you do, it's a free play game. What else? Some Blizzard Hearthstone, also a PC game, but also can be played on mobile. So that's nice if you're gonna take your shit at work. You can play some Hearthstone. PlayStation.
Well, anything, Stash, because this is not a PlayStation show.
Yeah, I know, but in general, I only
the
have PS.
The reason it's not a PlayStation show is because Jake. So if you really want to make it a PlayStation show today, we can totally make it a PlayStation show. I really don't get it.
But other than PlayStation wise, I did play a little DCUO recently. It's still the fucking same. Not much has changed. Some new shit, different day. Actually did really enjoy playing Mortal Kombat a little bit on some share play. That shit was pretty fun. And what else? Anything else is new? That's pretty much it. Other than that, I played some Bloodborne and I fucking hate that game. Well, I don't hate.
Why do you hate Bloodborne?
I don't hate the game, but I feel like that there's just, I mean, I play poker, and I just feel like that whenever you have pocket kings in Bloodborne, everyone else in the game is just sitting there with aces looking to fuck you. That's literally how that game is. No matter what you do, it's just like, oh, well, I'm going to go all in. And then they're like, well, I'm going to call, and I have, like, $4,000 in you anyway, but I'm going to call anyway and just fuck your whole day up. And that's just Bloodborne in a nutshell.
I think that's the best analogy I've ever heard of blood porn.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard it explained that way.
I love that game. I think it's really cool, but it's true. Like, that game is basically just trying to screw you over as much as it fucking
like, if there's a possibility you can get fucked in a certain area, it doesn't even, like, it doesn't even sweet talk you. It doesn't buy you dinner. It doesn't massage your back while after a hard day at work. It just throws it in there fucking super dry.
It just fucks you in the ass, doesn't have a courtesy of a reach around?
No, it's not even a courtesy. They don't even give it to you. They don't even whisper in your ear. They don't even whisper in your fucking ear. It just goes in straight up dry. Like, they didn't even...
No Vaseline.
No, dude, they didn't even fucking spit on it. They just said, no one remains a virgin forever. Bloodborne fucks everybody.
Okay. We may bleep that.
Nah, that's proven. You gotta bleep that shit.
And, what have you been the only thing...
Jesus Christ. Shit. What have I done?
The only thing I've played other than The Witcher is Clash of Clans, and I've been going through and Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PlayStation 4. Just trying to complete that, finally get the platinum in that game, because I kind of gave up for it on the PS3. So I'm going through on the 4 now to go through it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Wait. You never beat Grand Theft Auto 5 on PS3?
No. I beat it because but I'm a trophy whore, so I never went and got the platinum because I never did the multiplayer.
And the trophies didn't transfer over, so...
No, so I have to go through the entire game again.
Nice.
Which I didn't have a problem with because it is a good game. And it looks beautiful on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So.
I beat that game and I did most of the shit in it and then never touched it again. I probably never go back to that game.
I never went through and did like found all the alien stuff. I never went through and found all the.
It's just a collectathon. It's fucking annoying. It's not fun.
No, this is what I'm saying. Tricky, right now, has absolutely nothing better to do. So
absolutely nothing better to do. I go to work and play video games.
Like that's it. Like so he does the collecting because he is the collector of trash and the trophies. He's like the collector of the double T. It doesn't matter. He's there. But
Jesus.
But either way, honestly, I bought the game when it released. And they fucking promised you, like, the world with that GTA Online, and it was fucking hot garbage.
Exactly. I've been saying that for years. GTA Online is the worst fucking... promise that any game has ever given anyone.
They honestly probably just could have released that shit for free on, like, a digital download for PlayStation 3 or some shit. And,
I know.
And no one still would have fucking downloaded it.
Well, the thing is, too, is, like, there's just no content. Like, it's not fun. Like, you ever play GTA 4 online? And, like, it had, like, that online mode where you did, like, missions and stuff.
Yeah.
That had more content than the whole GTA Online. And that was a multiplayer mode in which you were, like, trying to score points.
It was just the point of, like, nobody wanted to play an online mode where there was nothing but people just sitting on top of roofs throwing rockets at people. If they would have did some shit, like... Well, I mean, technically they did. But if they would have did some shit, like... Well, the heist, yes. But, like, Saints Row, where you could play the story mode with a buddy.
Yeah, that could have been cool because there are three characters anyway.
Yeah, there's three characters anyway, and that shit would have been cool. And that would have been, like, the best online mode for that game. But they just didn't want to do it because they wanted to be like, you can create your own fucking fake gangster criminal cop. I'm like, all right.
See, that's one of my big problems is like GTA 5 online is just it's flat out bad because you know, and the same thing with Red Dead Redemption, like it's just team deathmatch and capture the flag, and I don't want to play that shit.
No. Red Dead Redemption online was good for one thing and one thing only, and it was fucking poker, because that shit was fucking awesome. Because you could literally, if you lost, you just got up and shot the motherfucker in the head. You just got up and shot them. It didn't even matter. Like, that was by far, because it was just fun. And then, like, if four people lost, you just see them running around at the poker table shooting each other. Like, that's
funny.
But,
I like how I said I was playing Grand Theft Auto 5, and you two have carried the conversation for the last 5 minutes.
Well, it's funny.
I actually have some more Red Dead similarities when we get to the primary topic of the show, so we could transition whenever you want.
Well, I've
been playing some games, other than The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. On Monday, I actually finished my first semester at my junior year in college. So I got home with nothing to do, so I decided to play Super Mega Baseball for about 4 or 5 hours. And I actually made a custom team and changed their names to all the Giants players.
Super Mega Baseball, wasn't that like the really crappy MLB The Show?
No, that's RBI Baseball.
Oh, okay.
Super Mega Baseball is basically just hitting and pitching, that's all it is.
Oh, okay.
It's like old school baseball games. It was on sale for $4 on the PlayStation Store this weekend.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So whoever bought that RBI Baseball,
game's terrible. It has terrible hitting. Like, it's just the timing is bad.
Not good. It's not good. It's not if it's not MLB The Show. It's not
See,
good.
I don't like MLB The Show because it's too technical, and I just want to play like something like the old school Ken Griffey Jr. Home Run Derby games.
Super
Mega Baseball is.
Like, I don't even like watching baseball on TV, but I'll play the shit out of some MLB The Show.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like the pitching in that game. It bothers me. I don't know. But I've been playing a lot of that. It was fun. I'm undefeated in my season, if anyone's wondering, because most of my players are modeled after the world champion San Francisco Giants. So, there's that. I just want to talk about two topics before we get into our main topic. This is going to be a short podcast because it's Memorial Day weekend. This is just something nice to listen to after your long weekend. Two topics, okay? Two topics, and then we'll get right into it. Bloodborne DLC is coming later this year. It's been confirmed. Any of you guys have any comments on this at all?
You'll get a really nice golf clap from me when I give a shit.
And I could care less.
Yeah. You guys don't like Bloodborne at all?
I mean, I like it.
I haven't played it.
I think the game is an awesome game. I think for the people that it's targeting, for the people that want that type of challenge, that's great. But the problem is about probably at least 85% of the people didn't complete the whole damn story mode yet.
I finished it.
Okay, you're one of the 15%. unless people played it on, like, I don't even think there's a difference. I guess you could do, like, the lowest.
You can't change the difficulty. Level.
Like
there was a glitch.
There
was a glitch you could level yourself up, and that's how a lot of people did it that I know.
Yeah, but even so, like, realistically, are people looking... I mean, from what I had heard through the grapevine of the internet, which is a pretty long fucking grapevine, the DLC's not slated until at least, like, October.
Yeah, it's going to be this fall, most likely, from what it was the tweet that came out talking about it. I'm sure they'll announce it at E3. I mean, I would play more Bloodborne just because I like just seeing what kind of crazy shit they do in that game, because that game has an art style unlike any game you've ever played before, I think.
The only problem I have with DLC like that is the fact that to do it, to have the DLC coming out so much later, a lot of games had a problem with doing stuff like that because people just aren't interested after a while. Like, they liked the game, they played it. Bloodborne, I don't think, is one of those games where you can say, like, oh, man, I really, really wish I had a lot, like, another 6 hours of content. Like, I think the game is something like, oh, man, I'm so happy I finished this game. I did so well, I didn't die, you know, all that stuff. Like, that's the kind of game it is. But then you can't compare it to something like Borderlands, which is a successful franchise that has DLCs from fucking here up to yin-yang. And everyone buys them, like, at least 75% of them, other than, like, the ones that are at the end. Because you're like, oh, well, it gives me new levels, new guns, new money, you know, like, new characters, and, like, or, like, more missions with characters that are interesting that send you off onto new places to do random shit.
And, yeah.
And I mean, and it's because it's co-op, too. I mean, I know Bloodborne's technically co-op, but...
Bloodborne has the worst co-op. It just doesn't work. That's one thing I had a problem with that game, is I would try and play co-op with friends, and it just would not work.
Although
I
heard...
finished that game at level 80. Maybe it was 100, something like that. But, I don't know, like, all my friends aren't that high of a level, so I couldn't play, you know, with them.
Well, yeah, because I think the level disparity, I don't even know exactly how it works, but I believe if you're, like, over too much of a level, they'd make the enemies, like, middle of the pack, and your friend would just die.
Yeah. I'm not a... Yeah, I don't like the co-op in that game, but I'd probably play a little bit more if it's reasonably priced, you know. But I thought that was probably one of the better games this year.
Guarantee they're going to offer, like, a season pass or some shit, like, $30.
Oh, yeah, DLC. I don't know that Sony, though. They're a little bit better with the DLC. The other topic before we get into the main thing is the Need for Speed game, which I don't know what the fuck it is. We saw this trailer. I don't know if you guys watched the trailer. Did you watch the trailer?
I've seen it.
I didn't.
I've seen it. I thought about it. And if they make the game that I want them to make, and I think they're going to make, I'll give them my money right now.
You want to play another Underground game?
Damn fucking right I do. I want to play Underground 3. I want to play Underground 4. I want to play Underground 5. Because those are the games that were initially made the franchise so good. And, like maybe it's just because of memory. And, like, maybe I'll come to the realization, like, I don't want to play this shit anymore because I'm not 17. Or... 14, for that matter. I think when the first one came out, I was like 14, but...
Yeah.
That is just what made the franchise good, was the fact that it was a game about car culture. I didn't have to worry about fucking the cops. Well, I mean, you were cops, but, like, I didn't care...
The cops are going to be in this game, from what the trailer seems
no,
like.
No, there's definitely cops. But I'm okay with cops, because Carbon had cops. Carbon was another one, like, you could have gave me another Carbon. I would have played that shit, too. But most of the game, they had cops, but I'm not trying to be the cops. I want to be the illegal... You want to be that guy that's the street racer. Not everyone wants to be the fucking cop.
Well, that's the whole reason behind Need for Speed.
Yeah, like, Need for Speed wasn't... I mean, Hot Pursuit was good, because that's what Hot Pursuit was. It had to do with cops. It had to do with racers. And you could be on either side. That's what made it so good. And it made it the multiplayer better, because you had those traps and the choppers and the fucking the EMPs and all that shit. And it was fun. I remember, like, I played with an old friend of mine from online. He's from a different website, but his name's David Too Sly. And me and him used to play Need for Speed all the time online together, because it was just so much fun playing with friends, because the online was good playing with cops and racers. But... I had rivals when PS4 first came out. I don't think it was very good. I played it a little bit, and then, like, I just got sick of it, because it was, like, generic, and there was no story, and you were just...
That's my problem with Need for Speed as a whole. I think it's a generic racing game. I don't know why they keep making Need for Speeds and not making more Burnouts. Burnout is different than everything else.
Burnout
is
a like...
better game.
Is Criterion making this one, too?
No, the one
called Ghost... Like
Ghost
that.
Is made, the one who made... They made,
Rivals?
No, they didn't make Rivals. I think they made,
Hot Pursuit.
Yeah, I think they made Hot... No, Criterion made Hot Pursuit. I think they made, like, one of the other games. Maybe it was Rivals.
Oh, they made the, Most Wanted.
Yeah, they made Most Wanted or some shit, but... The thing is, like, the original Underground games, they had a story. They weren't just, like, stupid games, like... They did have a little bit of a story in them, and it was that you were trying to be the best, and, like, there was, like, hot chicks there, and that always helps any game. I mean, just look at The Witcher. Look at The Witcher, you know? And, like, you could, no matter what, like, and I think in the second Underground is when they introduced, like, the several different modes. Like, well, no, they had several different driving races in the first one. But in the second one, they had drifting, and, like, that's when, like, Tokyo Drift came out, or it was, like, a year after Tokyo Drift came out, and everyone loved it. And they did, like, or no, that was before Tokyo Drift. The Carbon was when Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious came out. It actually coincides a lot with those movies as to what type of game it was good with. Because when the original Fast and the Furious came out is when Underground, was, like, first came out, And that's why that shit blew up. Because people wanted custom cars and racers and Civics. Like
this is going to be very Fast and Furious. Like, this game, just, like, from what it looks like in this trailer, I feel like this one, they're going to go back, and somewhere I read there's actually going to be Fast and the Furious DLC for this thing.
Well, there was Fast and the Furious DLC for Forza, and it was just, like, the cars that were from the movie. But the thing was, is, like, I don't want another, like, The Crew. Like, that's the one thing I definitely don't want. Like, me and Tricky played The Crew.
And I liked The Crew. I didn't think it was bad.
The Crew was a good game. One, I didn't think it was $60. I paid $60 for it. I definitely would not do that.
I got it for Christmas.
The game wasn't bad. The driving mechanics were fine. And I think the story was good. Like, you were out for revenge. I just didn't like the extra BS they made you do. Like, go drive down this road so you can get a part. Like, that type of stuff is...
I mean, it reminded me of Destiny with cars.
Kinda.
Just a bunch of dumb, repetitive bullshit you don't want to do.
But, like, in general, though, I think that if EA... Like, because they said they took a year off doing Need for Speed, and I think that was probably a freaking good idea, because if they didn't do that, they would probably get screwed, because this game is not one of those games where you could, like, fuck it up. Because if you fuck up a new Underground game, there's going to be a lot of nostalgic people getting really upset.
Yeah, just like what's going on with Battlefront right now. You know, that game looks terrible, and people are getting really, really upset about it, and I feel like that would happen with this, but at the same time, I just don't understand the appeal of Need for Speed in modern console gaming. You have Forza, you have Project Cars, and you have Gran Turismo. Like, why do you need...
Because, one, some of us don't have Xbox. Two, people don't want simulation games. Because most people...
I don't like simulation games, but at the same time, I don't like these games, because these games are boring to me. They're just boring racing games. Like, I like Burnout.
So Need for Speed is in the middle of simulation and Burnout.
Yeah.
Burnout, to me, is like me being a fly and flying towards a windshield of a car. That is literally Burnout. Like, you're just trying... Yeah, some people like that crashy shit, but then there's people that don't want to have to do, like, shifting and, like, super-duper precision driving of simulation.
I feel like crashing people, like, taking them down. That was my favorite thing. Yeah, Burnout 3 takedown, you could just take people
out. You might as well not even play a racing game, then. You might as well just play, like...
They need to make a Mad Max game that's just fucking car racing. That's what they need to do.
Can go buy that Twisted Metal that came after PS3, like, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but that game wasn't very good.
Well, whatever the case may be. But, I mean, the thing is the Need for Speed franchise is just something that they're never going to get rid of, because pretty much Rivals, and I forgot the one that was before Rivals that they did, that was like the end of the PS3 era. It was like another Most Wanted, which was bad. That one was bad.
That game kind of played like Burnout, I felt like.
Yeah, that one was bad. And those two games were pretty much solely purchased by nostalgic people. Nobody said, I really want Need for Speed fucking Rivals. Unless you bought a PS4 like I did, and you're like, hey, I want a driving game.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty much it. And if they said Need for Speed Most Wanted, and it was going to be like the old Most Wanted, which was like pretty much Underground 3, but you are like a central character instead of just like a random racer. Like, I'll take a Need for Speed Most Wanted that was like the old Most Wanted, where like you were driving around that souped up BMW, but the problem was when you beat the game, it was literally the fucking best car in the game. Like, it was the best car in the game. Like, it was, like, the shit. And it's like, well, why am I even going to drive my cars that are all souped up already?
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's... We need another Burnout game. Like, Burnout Paradise is so good. Like, why can't we just have another Burnout game? Please.
Because EA don't want it.
Because EA's not going to... Because, honestly, the Burnout series is not very popular. none of their racing sims are as popular as are popular at all. But
Burnout Paradise was a cult hit.
Yeah.
That was it. That's the truth.
I just want it.
Burnout Paradise was probably their best one, and then after that, it just went downhill.
Yeah. But, well, we'll see what this is at E3, I guess, if it really is Underground 3. I guess it's just going to be called Need for Speed. That's all.
It's probably going to be called Need for Speed. That's exactly what it's going to be called, and it's going to be... I don't know
it's
what...
It's going to be a movie tie-in game.
Oh, fucking please, God, no.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
No.
I seen it.
It wasn't the worst movie ever, but it wasn't the best movie.
No, it wasn't very good, but it wasn't awful to the point where I thought it was unwatchable.
It wasn't like the Far Cry movie.
It wasn't the horrible video game movies that we all expect.
Like Far Cry was, yes. Like it wasn't a Uwe Boll movie.
Wait, Far Cry was made into a movie?
Yeah, it was made by Uwe Boll.
I never even heard of it.
It's terrible, don't.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't no Super Smash Brothers. Let's put it that way.
Is there a Super Smash Brothers movie?
Oh, not Super Smash, Super Mario Brothers.
I've heard that movie's terrible.
It's horrible.
It's really bad unless you like...
Captain Lou Albano was Mario.
Unless, like, you really, really like John Leguizamo's acting, which at that point was really bad.
Didn't he play Koopa?
No, John Leguizamo was the fucking, he was Luigi.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well,
Dennis Hopper was Bowser.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper was Bowser.
Now that we've gone down memory lane, talking about Need for Speed, we'll probably talk about more about this next week when everyone's back on the cast, because for some reason no one decided to come, so I had to bring in Tricky. But we're going to talk about something that's even more important.
Gee, thanks.
This is our main topic. Witcher 3 is now out. It's been out for 3 days, and all three of us have played it. And I don't know if we want to let Tricky go first, because he has a differing opinion than me and Mr. I forgot your name already. Stash. What do you want to do, Stash? You want to let him go first?
Well, I mean, I already know what he's going to say. Me and him talked about it last night, but he can go first.
You want to let him go first? All right, you can go first, Tricky. Go for it. Tell us about your opinions on probably the greatest RPG of our time.
I can't say it's the greatest RPG of all time.
Yeah, I definitely... I don't agree with you there. I still don't agree with you there.
What game is better than RPG-wise?
Probably, like, Skyrim.
Bad combat.
Let me get down to the brass tacks of this. You know, I've been trolling Nate on Facebook for 3 days now. It's not as bad as I've been making it out to be on him, but there are problems with the game. Okay? Case in point, I did a mission today, and this is a little spoilerless, but it's right at the beginning of the game, so it's not really the big spoiler. There's a mission where you have to go to a town, and it tells you when you go to the town, you have to go and find the witch, and you have to talk to the people of the town. Only it doesn't tell you that you can't actually go talk to the people. You have to eavesdrop on it. So when you get to town, if you don't know that you're supposed to eavesdrop, because there's no clue to eavesdrop, then you're walking around the town with
what mission is this? I never had a mission where I had to eavesdrop. And I'm level 10. Almost 11.
It's the mission I was telling you about on Facebook today.
For what quest? What's it called? And what are you doing
Witch
for
hunt.
It other than eavesdrop?
Witch hunt.
What?
Witch hunt. Witch hunt.
Oh, wait, what?
What?
Oh. Yeah, you don't
are
really
you hunting, Are you hunting the
You find the witch, and then you go into her home, and you find the portal, and then you go in, and you find her bathing.
Well, you just stand there because she's busy talking to everyone. You can't just walk right up to her when she's in the middle of busy talking to people. That's a dumb complaint.
No. You go to the... The mission tells you, go to the town, which I can't remember the name of the town.
I just talked to people in that town. I remember. I know what town that is. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just went into that town and just started talking to people. And eventually I talked to enough people, and they're like, oh, you know, she's up the road here. Because what I did is I talked to this woman, and then the woman sent me to her husband who had been up there. And I was like, I did the AARD thing, which makes him talk, and then he's like, "Oh, you should just go up the road a little bit," and there she is, and then I was right there.
See, I got none of that. I went to it, and then I went into I hit the pause menu to go into the mission, and there was two red boxes that says you were supposed to eavesdrop, and I didn't eavesdrop because the mission says either go talk to the people or find the witch on your own. I wound up finding the witch on my own, but not really because I Googled it. I watched a video to find out where the witch was. But the point is, you know, for a third game in the series, and this is the first one being on a PlayStation 4 console, there should be some learning curve. Instead, they just throw you in like you've been playing The Witcher all along. And that's the problem.
The thing is, they don't explain things well, but at the same time, there isn't really that much to explain because of the amnesia syndrome that actually he conquered in the second one. Like, there's really not much you need to know.
But see, I don't know that there was an amnesia thing in the second game because that was never explained to me.
I mean, you can just watch a video online, but yes, I do agree that the developers do a bad job of telling you kind of who Geralt is and why he has two swords and who Yennefer is and why he's chasing Ciri. But they do explain it over the course of the game. Like, I'm getting farther now, and he's kind of talked a little bit more about, you know, why he's chasing Ciri. Well, you know, this has happened, and then who Yennefer is exactly and why does he... Like, what's so special about Yennefer?
And that's good, but the whole thing is that for a person that's never played The Witcher, myself, thrown into this world and this environment, and nothing's being explained to me, and I have no concept of what I should be doing, it's done poorly. It's done very poorly. Now, I've been playing it more and more and more, and yes, I'm starting to catch on to a little bit of things, but just overall... It's not explained well enough for me to keep going. And it's not... I play RPGs all my life. I'm a big Final Fantasy nut. But this is just poorly designed. It looks beautiful.
I feel like it's not important, though. They don't have, there's nothing they're explaining that's really important and crucial to the game. Like, all you need to know is this is a world where... There's a war going on that's been happening, and you need to find this girl. That's the main point. And as you play the game, I feel that more and more and more they're explaining exactly what's going on in the world, why the war is happening, what side to take. The game is all up to you. The whole point of it is it's letting the player figure everything out on your own. You know, you sit there and it asks you a question, how do you feel about... You know, this group, well, you have to do your own little research, go in your little bestiary and learn about, you know, different people. Like, I didn't know who the bad guys were, who the different armies were, and as I played more and more, I've learned that I really don't like the guys who are invading Temeria. Like, so whenever I get a chance to go against them, I do. It kind of seems that Geralt has, like, a soft spot for non-humans, so, like, when a non-human comes into play, like a dwarf or something, like, I'll generally help out the dwarf. Because it just feels like that's the right thing to do, the way the dialogue options are.
Okay, well, there was also a side mission. I don't know if you guys ran into it. But there was three town people. They were holding one of the soldiers hostage. And I had the choice. Let him go or walk away.
Yeah, I walked away.
Okay, but that's the thing is, like... I don't know enough the story to make that like.
Well, but that's okay. It's okay, in the dialogue options.
To me, I don't think I have enough. I don't think I have enough backstory to make that decision properly.
Calm your fucking titties over there, and let me.
Speak. I'm calm.
Okay. First of all, that choice has absolutely nothing to do with previous games. I know. But the thing is that did you play Mass Effect?
No.
Never played any Mass Effect game.
Well, I played the first one for like an hour.
Okay. Have you ever played any game with a moral? You played Infamous, right?
Yes.
Fucking Infamous. All right. So in Infamous, if you played Infamous and there was a choice that said good or evil, right?
Right.
Pretty much in the game, all of those yellow choices that they give you, like, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? That's all that shit is. It's like good or evil or bad. It doesn't really affect anything. Like, there's been a lot of times where there's a choice where it's like, do you want to take money from this person? Fuck yeah, I do. I want to take money from you every time. Because
there
isn't
a good and evil in this, really. It's like
it's not a good and evil, but it's like
how you feel as the character.
Yeah, like, whatever, okay, it's whatever the fuck you want. Like, that's the thing.
Okay,
like,
but in that decision to walk away or not, okay, my problem with that is I don't know if that soldier, like, his faction or, you know, so to speak, I don't know if they're really, like, a bunch of assholes.
You're supposed to figure that out yourself as the gamer. That's the whole point.
Well, yeah, like,
I had a quest where this guy tried to fool me, and I found out he was actually a soldier. And I was like, well, what soldier are you in army for? And he's like, well, I'm for the Temerians, who are, like, basically the rebels. And I was like, well, I could, you know, out you to the people who are invading, but you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you what you were trying to get and let you go on your way because I don't like the dudes who invaded us. And you're supposed to figure that out on your own. You're supposed to learn kind of different things about the characters. Like, there's one part where you first meet a general for the guys who are invading. And you first meet him, and he's super-duper nice. I'm like, oh, wow, these guys aren't that bad. And then you come back, and he's just a fucking asshole. And it's like, I do not like these guys. And that's kind of like where I drew the line. It's like, I figured out on my own in the game that I don't like these guys. I will not help these guys if I have the chance in the game to help them. I'm going to help the rebels because I feel like they would do a better job with what's going on. The game lets you do everything because nothing is good or evil. It's all gray. That's the whole point.
I don't really even think of it that. Just like, it's more just like choose your own adventure and that's it.
All right. And last thing I'll say is as a gripe, but this is, as Jake would say, subjective. The controls. Okay? To me, it controls too much like a PC game.
Well...
And that is just, like, I know that I'm playing a console game. I know The Witcher was a PC game from its hardcore, or from the start. And to me, it controls too differently than a console game than I'm used to. And as I play, I'm getting more and more used to it. But I just, from the start, I didn't like the controls.
I don't have a problem
and
with them.
That's my major gripes with the game.
Specifically, if you're looking at this game and comparing it to other RPGs that have come out on PS3 and PS4, I mean, it destroys almost every single game. Like, the main game I keep comparing it to in my head is Dragon Age Inquisition. And I think Dragon Age Inquisition is a terrible RPG because the quests are boring, they don't matter worth anything, they're all just grind-a-thon fetch quests, and the story was awful. Every side quest, like, the story is really, really stupid. There's side quests in this game that have more story in them than most of Dragon Age Inquisition. I don't know if you've played Inquisition or not, Stash.
I didn't, but have you ever played The Witcher 2?
Yes.
Okay, did you think The Witcher 2 was the best game ever?
No.
Okay.
I felt like The Witcher 2 had problems. It put the player in a game that you really didn't understand unless you did a bunch of research on everything, because the game did a terrible job of explaining things. And my PC didn't run it well, so I never finished it.
Well,
I played it for a while.
I think this game is a fine game, and I think that it will grow on people in time. But I wouldn't declare it as, like, the best RPG ever so far. Like, maybe so far on...
I think it's the best RPG the PlayStation so far 4 on consoles, period.
Well, you mean, like, so far consoles, period, like, including the past?
I'd say PS3, PS4. Yes.
Okay, PS3, PS4. It's not, I mean, I personally think that some of the Fallout games are definitely better than this, but they're in a different category. I mean, they are in an RPG, action RPG element, but guns are a little different. And, I mean, they have melee weapons in Fallout, but...
Fallout 3 is an awesome game. We had this conversation last week on the podcast, me and Jake.
Yeah.
I think that game is amazing.
But,
and like I said, the side quests in that game are fantastic as well. That's what kind of grabs me is when, well, yeah, there's a main quest going on, but the side quests are also grabbing me at the same time.
I wouldn't really even declare this game... Like, yes, it's technically an RPG because you're doing quests and you can level. But I put this game, and as I was talking about, we were talking about Red Dead earlier, this game to me is like if you took Fallout or Skyrim and you had it make a baby with Red Dead Redemption, and that is The Witcher. That's literally the game, because it's like, without guns. I mean, I guess technically you have a fucking crossbow, so you could...
Well, so, I mean, Skyrim, you have a sword and stuff, but the thing with my head problem with Skyrim is, yes, the quests are great. Yes, the world is interesting. the main story sucks and I'm not interested in it, and the combat is terrible. The combat in Skyrim is awful. Like, I don't feel like I'm doing any damage. Yes, the Witcher combat isn't perfect, but it's better. And it works better.
It's probably between a Skyrim-esque and, like, a Shadows of Mordor. I think Shadows of Mordor in this game are pretty similar. Other than I think Shadow of Mordor had way better combat. Because it had Batman combat instead of having, like, more Skyrim.
I mean, this is not Batman combat, but it's not that terrible. I played some terrible combat games, and I feel like the combat in this game makes sense. You know, it's like, okay, you know, I have to watch how they attack me. So I hit square, I hit him, okay, well, he's about to hit me. If I hit X, I'll dodge roll backwards, and then I'll come back and hit him again. And then I like how you can kind of move it in with your magic skills. Like, I always have fire equipped. So at any time when I think someone's about to attack me, I'll shoot out the fire, and kind of, like, that'll kind of stun them, and I can come back to them, and I do the same thing with the AARD that can, with, like, if someone has a shield, which is, like, the mind control power.
There are a lot of options in this game for combat. The thing is I really like the game so far. I think the game itself is good. It's kind of like it's almost like you could choose your own adventure, but it's like, you know, obviously the story is linear. You're going to have to end the game, you know, end the story eventually. But the thing is that the one thing I had an issue with is kind of like how Tricky was talking about, which was the controls. I think the combat's okay once you get used to it and you kind of let it work for you and you're adept at dodging and stuff like that. And it's not really the control scheme of it has nothing really to do with saying it's on PC either, because I think that, technically on PC it might be different, especially if you're using a mouse and keyboard, but I know a lot of PC games that I played on my, like, I have a, like, pretty good gaming computer, and I played Saints Row, the fourth Saints Row, and some, you know, couple of Dragon Ages on there, and I use a Microsoft, like, plug-in controller that I've had, like, for a couple of years now, and the controls are the same, really. The only thing I don't like is that it feels, now, in realistic sense, momentum would carry people when they walk. But in this game, I feel like what your gravity or momentum is just so ridiculous. Like, you're like an 800 fucking pound man when you fucking walk around in this game, because every time you move, like, 2 steps forward, this motherfucker keep walking. He don't stop. And that's kind of like an issue sometimes when you have, you know, specific, like, if you're walking on the side of a cliff, let's just say, and this motherfucker can't fly, and it's very real. Honestly, the fall damage in this game is, like, kind of realistic.
It's annoying.
I wouldn't say it's realistic, but, I mean, it's pretty close. So, if you fall off, like, a 10-foot freaking jump, you come to, like, almost near death. Like, it's like, oh my god, he didn't brace for impact, and he's almost dead.
Really,
but, like, if you go to play some shit like Skyrim, like, one, you can't even make that shit realistic, because, like, the dude who you're supposed to play in Skyrim, the Dovahkiin, like, this motherfucker's jumping off mountains and shit and just, like, floating. Like, you know, he's doing, like, crazy shit. But that's, like, a different story. But with this one, it's like, I'm trying to move, like, across this bridge, and this motherfucker just keeps walking into a pole, and I'm just trying to slur him over, and he keeps walking into a pole. So, like, I think the controls need to be a little less wallowy. Like, I feel they're a little too, like, sometimes controls are too tight, sometimes controls are too loose. This would err on the loose-ish side. The other thing that I noticed that I have seen that they are going to actually fix is, or enhance, is a lot of the textures in the game are not what you would think they would be up to snuff-wise for a PlayStation 4 title. Now, in PC, I honestly wish I bought the game for PC, but regardless, the PC, you could probably have the upgrade to put on, like, ultra or high or hair texture or whatever, and it would look way better. But even so, I believe I've seen that they were going to put out an update on PC. They were going to put an update out on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 as well, for graphic texture upgrades or something, because people didn't like it.
I think it's fine. I don't think that... I'm not someone who's going to complain about the textures. I think the game's beautiful. I think it looks fine. That's why I'm not a PC gamer, and that's why I used to build PCs, you know, for the best graphics, and when mine finally broke, it's like, this isn't worth the money to have, you know, these graphics that are just, you know, phenomenal. It's like, I think the game looks fine. Yes, it has frame rate problems, but they've already said they're fixing it, and it'll be a patch out next week. I have never had a frame rate problem, like, screw me in a fight. I think the game runs fine. I think, yes, a frame rate patch would be nice, but I haven't had any, you know, outstanding problems like that. I mean, my only problem is that I haven't played the main quest at all because I'm too busy doing side quests, because a lot of them are interesting. I mean, yes, there are too many question marks on the fucking map sometimes, and that's something I want to talk to you about, like, at a later date on another, probably on a different podcast, but there's so much stuff on the map, it's almost overwhelming. Like, and most of it doesn't matter, like, it's just random quests, like, oh, you know, you can go to this monster nest and blow it up. But that stuff is cool and all, but I don't want to fucking do every single fucking one of those.
It is clear to me that you have not played an MMO before.
I played World of Warcraft all the way through, level 90. I stopped after 90.
Okay, so then you should understand.
Lich King.
You should understand the fact that they don't give a flying shit. They're gonna put fucking question marks all over that shit.
Oh, and I know. I know.
I mean, no matter what you're going to do, no matter where you go, like, they will find you. The question marks will find you. And
I don't doubt it. I mean, the main thing is...
The one thing that does bother me is that, I mean, I get the reason why they're like that, but the message boards or the notice boards or whatever they're called, they need to stop fucking refreshing with new shit. Because you could take out a whole notice board. Like, you go to a small village in the west of the fucking Cayman Islands over there, and do all of the secondary side quests that you possibly can. And you go back there and you're like, alright, yeah, I finished it. You know, I got it. Yeah, getting that money, getting the experience. Alright, on to the next one. And this fucking bitch fills back up a request. So,
I haven't had that problem. I've noticed that there's more shit on there.
Like, if you ever go back, like, sometimes it's going to be the same shit, and you won't be able to accept them, or it'll be like a repeat, but most of the time, it's just, like, new shit. And it's like, oh my god, my fucking eggplant farmer, his daughter got raped by a fucking...
But it's still better than fucking... See, the thing is, I'm comparing it to the only other RPG on PS4, and that's Dragon Age Inquisition. And it's still better than Dragon Age Inquisition, because Dragon Age Inquisition was just, oh, hey, go fucking kill 16 bears. Like a fucking MMO. Like, this doesn't feel like an MMO. It feels like a single-player RPG. Like
but
Skyrim
But you can't compare it to an MMO on a PlayStation 4. Because... I said this to you on Facebook. It's like, people have new game-itis. Like, people are so desperate for a good game on the new consoles that they're overlooking flaws in the current game. I mean,
there
are
many flaws in this game that affect how good it is. There really is not as many flaws in this game as people are putting it out to be. Like,
but you started this podcast by saying, this is the best RPG of all time.
This is the best RPG I've ever played, yes. And I just hit level 10. I'm so addicted. But that's the thing, though.
But that's the thing, though. One, that's an opinion piece. And two...
There's multiple websites that would agree with me.
Yes, there's a lot of websites that are agreeing that it's a very, very good game. The problem that beholds it is that, one, it is brand new. And yes, it is getting great ratings. And yes, it is doing really well. But... there's always a but there. Could something be better than this? And I think that answer is 100% yes. I think that the game itself is good. And I think in the early life cycle of a console, PlayStation, they needed something, like, the United States audience and, like, European audiences needed a game like this. Now, I will tell you a game that you're probably not going to agree with, that probably will be better, and it starts with a fucking P, and it's called Persona, and it's a JRPG.
Nope,
and it's a different it's a different type of a RPG, but I guarantee you that then when that game comes out, it's going to be the new hotness, and people are going to say it's the best Japanese RPG ever on PlayStation 4. Because there hasn't
Japanese RPGs at all. I hate
yeah, them. But that's the thing. Like they could say that game is like one of the best games on PlayStation 4. Because to be honest, if it's anything like Persona 4, that shit's going to sell hotcakes no matter what. Like people are going to love that game. And people are already hyping that up already. And the thing is, this game is really good. Like, I think the game is really good. And I believe that the game's going to sell well, like it all probably is already. And people are going to like it. And they're giving away free DLC. And the developers are a really nice group of guys at that company that sold the game. And, well, I think it's published by like EA or some shit. But, or it's published by, like, some company that's, like, a very big company. I bought it digitally. I don't have the fucking box to check. But it's published by a good company. The company who created it is a bunch of really nice people that they even sent a welcoming or a thank you note in the box. And they're giving away DLC. Now, who's to say what type of DLC it is? Right now, the one they gave was, like, beards and shit, which is cool. That's fine. Great. And they're probably going to give away other stuff. But
I mean, they're doing a season pass that's going to be, like, full-on, okay, you know, story areas.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's where the kicker comes. They're putting a season pass out there for expansions, and the expansions are going to come out, like, once a year, once every 8 months.
One comes out, I think, November of this year, and then one's March of the following year,
yeah.
I'm going to say.
So within, like, a year and a quarter, they're coming out with two expansions. That's great. That's an awesome thing to do. And it's probably going to be similar to how Skyrim was, where they added those brand new areas and the DLC was like $20. Because that's what it sounds like. But the thing is I can't sit there and say this is the best game and like there's no flaws with it. Because there are
There's flaws, like, but it's still the best game on PS4 currently.
But
there's
that's
flaws.
But that's
better than
that's
any game on PS4.
But that's an opinion that's yours, though.
But when this game wins, I'm guaranteeing you, this game will win Game of the Year. When December comes, this will win Game of the Year.
You better hope.
Darren fucking T, you, this will win
you
Game of the Year.
You better hope so. I put money on that shit. I don't think
that's... I'll put money on it. This will win Game of the Year. There's no game this year that will be as good as this. The only game that has a chance and a snowball's hell is... I don't even know is Batman. And I feel like Batman will not be as crazy and as... I'm not saying lifespanning, but this game has so much content in it. People will be playing this game when December comes.
See,
people will still be playing it. There's that much content.
Well, now let me ask you a simple question. Batman got delayed. Batman was supposed to come out before this game. Do you think people would play Batman and while they're in the middle of playing Batman, go out and buy this game? I think not. I think that they
I
would.
Think so
I think I
think
they would. Yeah, you would. Just you. Because nobody's going to go for a mainstream WB game that has millions and millions and millions of dollars behind it, and they've been throwing it out there, we're going to make the game better, and has co-op, and has fucking couch co-op and online co-op that they've released and added characters, and that it also has a season pass, and all that shit, and it's like a platinum edition, you can get it for like $90 and all that shit. And that it's a AAA title, and people have been waiting for it. If
Batman's
Batman
not gonna be that long, that's the difference. Batman, you're gonna play, you know, 20, 16 hours, maybe even less, because the story's shorter.
But it does,
and
but
you'll
it doesn't
be done.
Matter
this
about
is a 200-hour experience.
Yes,
there
for
is
some
so much
people,
content
for
in this
some
game.
People.
It's sickening.
For some people, you could blitz through this story in a week. I guarantee it.
Yeah, probably, but you miss out on all the other content.
Yes,
there's
but
so
some
much
people
more
don't
stuff
give
do.
A shit. But some people don't give a shit.
Then why would you... I don't understand why you spend $60 on a game if you're not going to play the whole game.
Because some people don't care. Some people just want to do the main story. And the thing is Batman is a type of game where people live to play that game. If you've seen how much money people invested into all the Arkham games, without a doubt, people would... The Batman sales, if it came out before this game...
Because it's Batman.
This game sales would have been probably at least a two-thirds of what it is now. Because people would still be playing the Batman game.
I feel like this game still, if Batman was out, this would still sell like hotcakes. There's no way it wouldn't. This game is getting amazing scores across the board. It's gotten
But it's getting amazing scores. But it's getting amazing scores doesn't mean that people are always going to buy it.
And I just want to point out one thing.
That's the whole point of reviews.
But I want to point out one thing. You're talking about all the content in The Witcher, and yes, it has a lot of content. But let me bring it back just a second. Look at a game like Grand Theft Auto. A lot of people, including yourself, they just went and did the story, which is what
I did. The story and all the side quests. I just didn't do the collectathon bullshit.
Right, and that's more content in the game that you didn't do because you didn't want to do it.
But it's different. This is collectathon stuff where you're just collecting a bunch of random crap. This is specific quests that are telling you stories.
But you're missing the point. The point is there's content in the game that you decided you didn't want to do. And all Stash is saying is there's people out there that are just going to do the main story of The Witcher, and they're not going to worry about all that extra content.
Yeah, they're going to worry about.
That's the point that's being made.
What they're going to do is, and when the expansions come out, they're going to play the main story of the expansion and call it a day. It's the same type of thing that people did with Borderlands. Most people didn't play Borderlands, unless you play with your friends and you were like a Borderlands junkie, like, you didn't really play every single quest in that game. There were quests that didn't need to be completed, and you didn't have to do them. And that could be said the same thing.
I did everything in Borderlands 2 by myself.
Yeah, okay, but this is, what I'm trying to say is like, yes, this is a podcast, podcast is opinionated. But for a lot of majority, Tricky, me, like, a lot of times people don't cover everything in a game. Like, I played World of Warcraft for 10 fucking years. I haven't completed 70% of the fucking quests in that game. Not even close. And you know why? Because some people just want to get to that end goal. Some people are in for the money and they just want to make it and they want to get out. They don't care about going to save a villager's daughter that got beat up by a fucking old hag in the woods. They just want to know that you're the Witcher, you're going through the story, you're saving the whatever the main quest story thing is, you saved the village, you found the dude's daughter, son, mother, cousin, whatever, you know, and you did what you had to do. And at the end of the day, you lived happily ever after, you got murdered, I don't know, I don't know the ending of the game. But whatever happens at the end of the game, that's all they want to do. And they don't give a shit about all the other stuff. They don't care that you can get a horse with purple fur. They don't give a shit that you can get a fucking a cloak that makes you look like Superman. They just want to finish. And the game itself is a good game. There's no denying that the game is good. There's no denying that it's going to sell a lot of copies. But the thing is like, the games that it's up against are very, very nil and slim. And on PS3, there probably was other games that would be better than this game. But that's PS3. PS3 had a huge library. It had a library for like 10 years. What picture of yours PS3 life cycle? It was like 10 years, right?
I don't know.
I think it was like 10 years. Like 2006, well, no, it was 8 years. It was 2000 and like, no. It came out in, like, 05. So, yeah, it was about, like, 9 years. Whatever. So, PS3 had a huge life cycle. And it had a millions and millions... Like, well, not millions. But it had, like, thousands and thousands of games. And I'm sure... Like, I think Fallout 3 is a better game than this game. Regardless of what anybody says. I think Fallout 3 was, like, the best game of that generation. And also included would be something like Grand Theft Auto 4 was probably one of the best games of that generation. Also would be, like, Red Dead Redemption. It's actually kind of ironic that two of those games are actually from the same fucking company. But regardless, those games are because of a certain demographic, and they were RPG games. Like, other than Grand Theft Auto, and like Red Dead was an RPG, but... Red Dead was also PS2, technically. Oh no, Red Dead was PS3, but the Red Dead Revolver was PS2. Whatever. So those games were for that specific purpose, and they were for that console, and... When DLCs came out for those games, people wanted to play them because the game was so popular and, well, one, it was like Rockstar, but, I mean, that was good. This game is a good game. It's probably a 9, maybe 9.5 by certain people, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying it's a good game. It could be a great game. Are there flaws with it? Yeah, there's flaws with anything. You could watch, like, You could eat a diamond encrusted hot dog in a gold bun and tell people that the mustard isn't enough. Fuck, isn't platinum. Like, you could say, you criticize anything. But the point is to say the game is the best ever that, like, you might have not played very good RPGs then. Because I played.
I'm saying it's
fucking
the best RPG on PS4. Okay. That's what I'm. That's my main thing.
Like fucking saying nothing. It's like having a dog show. I still think
it's the best RPG on PS4 and PS3. I mean,
it's definitely.
I can tell you right now,
it's not PS4.
Fallout 3.
PS4, I'll give you credit for. Because there aren't any RPGs on PS4. Like, there aren't, right?
Inquisition,
now.
But that game's.
But Inquisition wasn't really an RPG. It's the same thing as just like an action RPG. And even then, Dragon Age, since the first Dragon Age was kind of RPG. But after that one, the second one, Dragon Age 2, was like all action. And I only played a little bit of Inquisition. Yeah, there was like build up your town, do all that type of shit. And like your garrisons, like World of Warcraft, like a garrison or some shit, you could do that too. But even then, it's only to a certain extent. This game, the reason why you think it's different is because in Dragon Age, the side quests were like for kill bears, but you were killing bears to do it because you needed pelts for your family in the garrison or some shit like that. Like, the quest had meaning, but you just didn't like it. In this game, the quests don't really have meaning. You're just a mercenary. Like, you're there to make money. You're there to take people's gold from them. Or you're there to try to help them, and then you're a big pussy, and then you don't fucking act to ask for the money. That's like the only two options. You either take their money, or you just fugazi out of it, and don't take the money. But that's pretty much it. Like, those are the only really options in this game. You're either in a quest for yourself to perform the story missions, or you're doing side quests for money. That's it. That's all you do. You're literally playing fucking World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I think this is going to be something we're going to talk about for weeks, probably. I think this game is going to be the game we talk about until Batman comes out, probably. Because I don't think I'm going to be playing ESO at all. Especially, that game's going to look good. But thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. At least we have a podcast this week. Is there anything you want to say specifically, Stash, how people can listen to anything you do, or do you do anything anymore podcast-wise?
I don't do shit. You could listen to me fucking kick rocks. That's probably about it.
Okay.
Occasionally he'll be on Trophy Wars, but he hasn't been on in quite a while.
Okay, for sure. Well, thank you for your time. Sorry that this went a little longer than I thought. We ended up talking about this game for a while, but we'll be back next week probably talking about the same game. Tricky, you're welcome to come if you want, because I know Jake will have an opinion, because he has an opinion about everything.
Yeah, well, his opinion means shit because he's an X-Bot.
And that's how we'll end. Goodbye.
Later. ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, editors, news reporters, podcasters, and video editors. If you're interested in helping, please stop by and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and someone will get back to you shortly. While you're there, be sure to stop by and read all of the articles and check out all of the videos. Speaking of the videos, they can also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proving Gamer. Since you're going to be cruising the web anyway, why don't you stop by Facebook and check out the Press X to Win Facebook group, and also the Proving Gamer page. While you're on the Proving Gamer page, make sure you hit that like button. If you want to get a hold of the guys, you can contact them by sending them an email at pressx@provinggamer.com or send them a tweet to PressXToWinCast. Since you are listening to this podcast, we want to thank you very much. We would also like you to check out our other podcasts, Trophy Whores, PG Spoilers, and The Bladed Tech Show. All the podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the various podcast applications on your phone. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave a comment letting the guys know how good of a job they're doing.